your corn, you know.
Now, what kind of corn do you plant to bring in and boil and eat right on the cob?
Well, that's Indian corn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, on the stalk, there's a leaf and...
An ear. Sometimes I have one ear and sometimes many 3 ears. I've seen mine 3 ears of corn on a stalk. Now, I had a place up here north of Guthrie in the bottom, 2.5 acres one time, or 3 acres. About 3 acres of it. And I planted this here hybrid corn, and I had 200 bushel on it. Shucked 200 bushel on it. But it's got so that the Johnson's grass is bad now, and one thing or another like that, they don't raise corn anymore. We never failed on corn hardly in 8 or 8 days. Always had. I was buying grain in Marshall 1 year, and we bought 10,000 bushel of corn.
Mercy.
But you never see a bushel of corn around these towns anymore, unless it's shipped in, you know.
Hmm. What do you call those things that protect the ear? The green.
Hush. Shuck.
Uh-huh.
Shuck.
Uh-huh. And then out the end, that hairy stuff that comes out?
Well, that's silk.
That's the silk.
That's the silk, yeah. Uh-huh.
And up on top of the stalk?
That's the tassel.
And the tassel.
Yeah. Now, if that tassel gets burnt up before the silk gets formed, you know, well, you never have no corn.
Huh. That's very strange.
It all depends what kind of seed you have when your corn tassels out.
Uh-huh.
If that tassel burns up, your ear's gone.
And let's see, you were mentioning eggs. In your chicken farming, you raise chickens for eggs?
Eggs and fried and meat.
Uh-huh.
They didn't raise fryers much them days like they do now, but we mostly eggs. We'd always take enough eggs and butter to town to buy our groceries very near, you know.
Uh-huh. And the inside of that egg, the yolk?
The yolk and the white, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You see, 75% of eggs water.
Now, the, you say the yolk, what color is that?
The yolk's the yellow part.
Uh-huh.
And the white's just the white part of the egg, you know.
Mm-hmm. How did your mother usually cook eggs when she...
Huh?
How did your mother...
Oh, fried eggs and boiled eggs. We used to take lots of boiled eggs to school with us, you know.
Uh-huh. They're certainly well packaged, aren't they? The chicken puts them out in a nice little container.
Yeah.
Protected from everything.
Yeah, now. We got 16 hens now. We've been getting as high as... Well, they're getting too old. They're 6, 7 years old, maybe.
My goodness.
But they're laying enough eggs for us among the neighbors, mm-hmm. about right now.
Did your mother ever take boiling water and break eggs into that and cook them that way?
Well, we generally hardly ever put the eggs in the boiling water, no.
Did
that, you could do that, that's what you call a poached egg, you know.
A what?
Poached egg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're quite healthy that way.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you, I think that's about the health of the yard, pork egg, something like that.
Mm-hmm. What did you do for meat? Killed your own?
Oh, yes. Dad always killed from four to six, seven hogs. Slaughtered the meat away, and then we had a smokehouse, you know, when you smoke it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, in doing this, did you have a special day to do it?
No. We always tried to pick a cold day, you know. Colder the day, the better the butcher, you know.
Mm-hmm. How about beef?
Well, we butchered beef once in a while. We pickled the beef. I don't know what they used for pickling.
Mm-hmm.
We'd pickle the beef down in the barrel, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever dry any of it?
No, we never dried it. Well, they tried it once in a while, but we never very successful as far as we're concerned.
Do you have any special name for that when you dried it?
Huh?
Did you have any special name for that when you dried it?
No.
And let's see, you smoked your pork?
Yeah, had smokehouse.
Uh-huh, that would be what, hams and?
Shoulder and sides and everything.
Uh-huh. Sides, did you say?
Yeah.
What did you call that part that you cut up to fry with your eggs?
You mean the ham?
Maybe that, or you cut it in strips?
Yeah, well, we all cut the side meat and called it bacon.
Uh-huh. Side meat and bacon's the same thing, huh?
Yeah, side meat and bacon's the same thing.
Did you ever grind up your pork?